Find your dream home during Lennar's year-end sales event happening in over 70 cities nationwide. Get incredible savings on new Lennar homes for a limited time only. Head to Lennar.com today, but don't delay. Offers end October 9th. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder.
You hear that? That's the Lippmann Court Digital Stethoscope, removing background noise so you can focus on the sounds that matter. With active noise cancellation and up to 40 times amplification, 9 out of 10 healthcare professionals hear sounds more clearly with the Lippmann Core Stethoscope. Get the stethoscope that works as hard as you this holiday season and save $50 on the Lippmann Core at Echo. Shop now at echohealth.com. That's ekohealth.com.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Did y'all hear the news about Italy's new conservative prime minister? It depends on, I guess, who you listen to as to whether or not you can believe the news you're being told. The majority of the left-wing press in Europe is saying that the new prime minister is a fascist. If you're over here in the United States, the New York Times is saying the same. Much of the left-wing media is saying the same. Even those who we have come to rely on in recent years, like Fox. CBS Morning News ties far-right Italian PM to fascism. She rejects the label, but not the slogans. That's the Fox News headline from News Corp-owned New York Post. Far-right leader Giorgia Meloni to become Italy's first female prime minister. From NBC air quotes news, far-right leader Giorgia Meloni set to become Italian prime minister, neglecting to point out that she will be Italy's first female prime minister. First off, let's just deal with that. If this woman were a leftist and an inhuman butcher of babies, she would be heralded as the first female because she's a left winger. But because she's a conservative and she believes in the New York Post calls far-right principles, she has denied the title of being a woman, the first woman, by left-wing press outlets like NBC air quotes news. Now, what are her qualities? What is she for that would cause folks to label her as a fascist? Well, let's go to the Christian Post, christianpost.com, and they actually did a fair write-up on her. New Italian prime minister vows to protect God, family, country as media ties her to fascism. Italy has elected Giorgia Meloni, its first female prime minister, whose focus on protecting the institution of the family and the national identity has caused some media outlets to compare her to fascism, to compare her to a fascist. So, I get it now. According to you left-wing nut jobs out there, it is now fascistic to be pro-family, to be pro-Western civilization, to be pro that building block that enabled the free principles that are the undergirding principles for what we call the West. Now, CNN actually caught up with a liberal guy, former liberal prime minister, and they said, hey, dude, you know, about this fascist that was just elected. And here's what the prime minister, the former prime minister, a liberal guy, had to say about somebody, Giorgia Meloni, who he concedes, yeah, they're not best friends, okay? But here's what he had to say. Listen.
That is not a danger for Italian democracy. She's my rival. I'm rival. We will continue to fight each other, but the ideas are now there is a risk of fascism in Italy is absolutely a fake news.
Fake news. Fake news pushed by fake journalists because they're left-wing nutbags. And I'm so sick and tired of these people. I really am. They sacrifice facts to push their damn narrative, and I'm so sick of it. They're not news people, they're propagandists. Now, we're having to deal with the classification of quote-unquote family values as something that's negative here in the United States of America. It's pushed by our left wing as well. And the more depravity that they exhibit, the more we're supposed to just go, okay, whatever, that's you be you, man. But whenever we want to pivot back to family values, oh, you're a fascist. Well, you know what, frankly, folks? These nutbag baby killers, you know, I'll call them what I think they are. These nutbag baby killers have gone too far. Now that Texas is a refuge for the unborn, can't have abortions anymore in Texas unless the life of the mother is at risk. Now you've got stories creeping up out there from places of so-called institutions of higher learning like Texas A&M, where the administration there decided, hey, you know, it'd be a great idea. In the interest of free speech, here's a club on our campus, medical students for choice. Medical students for abortion is what they really are. But they say they're medical students for choice. They decided it'd be a good idea to host a butcher, an abortionist, who some would call a doctor, but you and I would call a butcher and an abortionist, on a Zoom call from New York to give instructions to students on how to give themselves abortions. Huh? What could go wrong? You know, aside from the dangers of all of that, it's illegal. So here is the university allowing its email system to be used to spread the word, its calendar to be used to spread the word. And many people are saying, wait a minute, is that legal? We'll discuss it with our guest coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
So as to what's happening at Texas A&M, you know, that school used to be the glittering jewel of higher education in the state of Texas. No longer. It has been tarnished for years, not just this current incident. Let me bring in John Segoe. He serves as the president for Texas Right to Life, the oldest and largest statewide pro-life organization in the great state of Texas. Dr. Segoe studied philosophy at the University of Dallas, received a master's in bioethics from Trinity International University, and a doctorate in bioethics and health policy from Loyola University. He leads the research, writing, and lobbying for state pro-life and medical ethics policies in the Texas legislature. John, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Chris.
So, A&M, as we just laid out, allowing their email service and their calendar service to be used to promote an event that is given, it's a how-to on how to break Texas law. Am I reading this right?
That's exactly what we saw earlier this week, Chris, is that a student group invited a New York abortionist to come and give a workshop on what they were calling self-managed and self-sourced medication abortions. And those are just euphemisms, just cover-ups for illegal abortion. This behavior is illegal by Texas pro-life laws, and we have a institution here that we fund with taxpayer dollars, and unfortunately they are, you know, passively promoting this event.
Now, abortion, as you articulated properly, except in rare cases, is illegal in the state of Texas because, medically speaking, abortion is only needed, medically speaking, in rare cases. A&M is promoting illegal activity. Now, what do they say in response? Do they bristle at that accusation? What are they saying?
Yeah, whenever we kind of raised this issue, we heard back from the university saying, no, it's not the university. This is just a student group, and you know, we have to respect their freedom of speech. We have to respect you know, what the groups are doing. And the problem is that this is not freedom of speech. This is promoting illegal activity. It's what they were talking about on this Zoom, and we actually have the video, you know, the recording, because there's pro-life students on A&M that were not happy about this. And so they recorded the whole meeting, and whenever you listen to it, you see that it is, you know, instructing students on how to go to these illegal websites and order abortion-inducing drugs and what to do with them. And that's a violation of state law. That's a violation of FDA guidelines. And, you know, what we made clear to the university, that's actually a violation of your student conduct code. You know, A&M has a rule about their students not misusing, you know, medication drugs or using illegal drugs. And that's exactly what this is now under Texas pro-life law.
So if I'm to understand, by the way, Dr. John Segoe is our guest, Texas Right to Life. He's the president. So if I'm to understand the university's position, hey, it's not us doing this. This is a school-sanctioned group who's using our email services and our blast services and our calendar to promote an event which teaches folks how to break the law. So, but they're saying it's not us. It's not us. We're just, you people, according to A&M, they have, people have a right under free speech to promote illegal activity. Okay, I'm not a lawyer. I don't even pretend to be one. But okay, let's just accept that premise that it's okay to promote illegal activity as long as you don't conduct illegal activity. Okay, let's just go with that premise. Let's play a game, you and me. Okay, let's remove the idea that A&M is at all legally liable. Let's just focus on perception. And again, as you said, taxpayer dollars funding this institution. If a drug dealer who likes to pass out illicit drugs and not get caught by cops was promoting a Zoom call, a web symposium, if you will, to teach children how to become, like Breaking Bad, right? Like becoming a drug lord or a drug dealer. With Texas, under Texas A&M's rubric of free speech, they would be okay allowing a Zoom call not only to take place, but they would also promote the drug dealer Zoom call on their email service and on their calendar. Am I reading that right? Go ahead. What would your response be if you were the university?
It seems like that's the position, is that we are not going to get engaged in, you know, in kind of censoring or filtering what groups are saying. And they were actually, in their statement that they put on their website, and their kind of release about this, they cited a conservative law that, you know, kept universities from shutting down unpopular speech. Because you remember, you know, back in 2017, we had some,
right,
you know, state-funded schools that were censoring conservative groups. So you and I, we understand that. We got to protect freedom of speech. There's a really great pro-life group on A&M's campus, and they say unpopular and, you know, controversial things all the time, things like abortion is murder. And there are plenty of people that don't want them to say that. So we agree with freedom of speech. But as you mentioned with your drug dealer workshop, this is actually different than that. This is actually saying, hey, students, come to this group and we will teach you how to break the law. And we're arguing that's where the line is. And that was what was overstepped here.
Well, let's keep on going, because this is a fun game. Because I'm hoping that some of the conservative groups on the campus might want to test A&M's tolerance on free speech and test this out. Because what if a white supremacist, which, by the way, is not illegal, white supremacy isn't illegal, it's disgusting and disgraceful, but what if a white supremacist was brought on by a racist group on the campus, or by a group on the campus who wanted to know, let's just say it was a sanctioned group who just wanted to know and understand the backward Neanderthal racist mind, okay? And so we're going to bring in a white supremacist, and we're going to have him give a symposium on why the separation of the races is a good thing, and how you can implement policies in your colleges and in your states to keep the races separate. Would A&M say, well, you know what? Let's blast that out on our email service. Let's post that on our calendar. Let's promote white supremacy. Do you think they'd do that?
Yeah, and they would argue, well, we're not doing it. It's we give every officially recognized student group automatic access to our website and automatic access to our email listserv. That was what they're claiming about this event. So, you know, that group, you know, could automatically put on the official A&M website, here's our event, come see it, this is what we're going to be talking about, and blast it out to all the employees and students.
What?
They say that that's automatic, and we're kind of saying, well,
whoa,
if that's your policy, it seems like a bad policy.
Yeah, talk about letting the insane run the asylum. Who are the grown-ups in that damn university? Seriously. And then one last thing, because this is fun for me. This is fun because, folks, if you haven't gleaned by now, I find A&M's reasoning and rationale silly, vacuous, and an excuse to accommodate left-wing idiocy, okay? That's where I'm coming from. But let's just say, as you probably have heard, John, there's this movement in left-wing academia to promote MAP, minor attracted persons, right? Not call them pedophiles, that they are sick and disgusting and depraved pedophiles. But no, we need to call them MAPs, these people trying to normalize relations with children. What if a group, now pedophilia and sexual abuse of a child is illegal, but what if they just wanted to give an instruction manual on how to groom children for sexual exploitation? Hey, they're not actually breaking the law. They're just teaching folks how to break the law. Would Texas A&M allow their email services and their calendar to be used in the promotion of pedophilia?
I mean, right now the position they're taking is that that's not their role, is to filter that. And our point is that this pro-abortion group that is holding an event, like you're saying, to teach illegal activity, that group needs to lose its official recognition and doesn't need to have access to the website. Because for us, that was different. If it was just a student group's Facebook page or they were on social media inviting people to a virtual seminar, that would be different. But this is going to Texas A&M's official website and seeing this event. And so we're saying that this group needs to be reconsidered, and investigated because, you know, I mean, just imagine the kind of uproar. And as conservatives, we're always held to a higher standard. So just imagine if our pro-life group that we partner with, if they hosted a how to build a bomb to, you know, bomb an abortion clinic. I mean, just imagine the backlash and, you know, what we would be seeing from the left. And, you know, and as pro-lifers, we wouldn't support that.
Sure.
We wouldn't support that, you know, promotion of illegal activity or teaching students how to break the law. But unfortunately, we're not seeing that same standard on the left in the pro-abortion movement right now.
What Dr. Siegel and I are talking about, folks, is I think that there is a line that needs to be drawn when you're promoting the violation of law, if not for the legal aspect, at least for the image aspect, because I don't believe illegal activity falls under the realm of protected speech. I don't believe illegal activity is protected under the free speech doctrines in the United States of America. And I think I'm reading that correctly, right, Doctor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the argument that we're making. And Chris, I just want to give a context for your audience of this is kind of the new front of the abortion fight, is that all of our brick and mortar abortion facilities are leaving Texas. They're going to New Mexico where it's still legal.
Right.
But the abortion industry is moving online and they are saying, go to these illegal websites and fill out this form and we will mail you abortion-inducing drugs. That's where we're at in this fight, is we have a doctor in the Netherlands who is running this illegal website and they use a pharmacy in India to mail abortion-inducing drugs directly to Texas women. And they're targeting college students. I mean, they are advertising on campus. There are stickers. We're getting pictures from our pro-life students across the state. Stickers with QR codes say, hey, you know, scan this, go to this website. You can get unpregnant by just taking this magical pill. I mean, that's the level of dangerous tactics that the abortion industry is turning to.
It's sick. It is sick. And again, I think Texas A&M alums would say, if that's where the left is going, the depravity of the left, the anti-life left, Does A&M, under the rubric of free speech, need to aid in that? And again, it's illegal. I think that there can be a line drawn, and there should be a line drawn. Hey, free speech is free speech, but when you're promoting illegal activity, that's where we've got to take a stand as an institution. You know, illegal activity, exactly. I think, is one of those things that anybody but the left. The left will criticize you if you don't promote illegal activity, but every other sane person won't. Dr. John Segal, folks, Texas Right to Life, he's the president. If folks want to check out what you guys are up to, where can they go?
Yeah, TexasRightToLife.com. We're, you know, on social media where everybody else is, you know, Facebook and Twitter. You know, we've got some great events coming up this fall where we're going to be talking about these types of things. What are the new challenges that the pro-life movement is facing now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and we're going to protect life in Texas? So TexasRightToLife.com.
Yeah, you might want to check out Lindsey Graham. He seems to be one of the biggest threats right now. We just got the debate back into the states, and this guy wants to federalize it again, just in time for the midterm elections. It's absolutely nuts. Different discussion for a different day. Dr. John Segal, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Chris.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast, my friends. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All of the news that impacts Texas, if it's impacting Texas, that means it's going to impact these United States. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can figure out how to book me for a speech. Leave me an email. Leave me a voicemail. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Also track me down on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. No, it's actually measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Find your dream home during Lennar's year-end sales event happening in over 70 cities nationwide. Get incredible savings on new Lennar homes for a limited time only. Head to Lennar.com today, but don't delay. Offers end October 9th. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder. Find your dream home during Lennar's year-end sales event happening in over 70 cities nationwide. Get incredible savings on new Lennar homes for a limited time only. Head to Lennar.com today, but don't delay. Offers end October 9th. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder.